Masechet Gittin, Daf Peichet. We start on the bottom of Peizan Amud Bet. So we're at the Gemara. Just to recap the Mishnah, we spoke in the Mishnah about Shir Mitzad Get VeKarvo BeDaf Hasheni. Basically, we had a case of here where Get written over two columns. There are two columns on a piece of parchment, and the first Get was written onto the second page, and the Adim signed at the bottom. It's kosher, and we had a whole thing where the signatures were, and they were up and down, either back to back. They were top, bottom, etc. So Gemara starts off and says, "V'leichus deal mahani tray gita havu v'itram el hazman dekama ba'edim debatra." So Gemara says, "Wait a second. Why did we say at the beginning?" Rashi points out over here, "V'leichus deal mahani tray gita havu ashir miktzad agi." We bring up the very first case in the Mishnah, says Rashi, where we said there that there was a bit of the get left over from the first one, and it had gone onto a bit of the second column. And the Adim signed underneath the second column. Remember, that was a thing. It went to the second column. Adim signed under the second column was kosher. She says over here, the Gemara asks a question. Why are we concerned that really they're two different getin? There's not one big get that went over the column. And the date is on the first get. And the Adim are signed on the second get, the last get. And really, the gazel is mandabat. We've cut off the date of the first get, and the adim of the sorry, cut off the date of the last get, second get, and the adim of the first get. So really, we've got get here and a bit of another get over here, on the other side of the column. We think it's one big get going over the page, but maybe not. Maybe really this is one get, and this is another get, and the adim on the second column under the second column belong to the second get. And the time is on the first get, and the date and time of the second get is being cut off, and the adim of this first get is being cut off. So we've already got a get here without adim, but date and time. In the other column, we've got a get without date and time, but with adim. And they're two separate getting. Like, why don't we worry about that? Right? Then look at Rashi. It's like this. V'nichush ashegeri v'katu v'daf ashenikai. And the first one, the left-hand side of the column, was written above the right-hand side. That's how it started originally. And then we cut along the top. So we ended up cutting off the top of the second gate. And basically, the right one started at the end of where the left one started, but in different columns. But for some reason, he left the whole empty column next to the left-hand get and an empty column next to the right-hand get beneath the left-hand get. And it looks like it's going over. It's not. It was just cut off. And two separate getting all together, and we're treating it as one. So Rav we speak about a situation over here where at the bottom of the right-hand get, it isn't the end of the parchment. There's a line that they could have still written on. And they left it. So we see there that's not the end of the get. There wasn't cut in the middle. Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, Kashiyesh Yoch in the Mata, the bottom line is Rashi, Gilion Tachat Arishon, under the first get. The Vada Lo Nichtach Vino Klum, the Lo Nichtach Boyoter. It certainly wasn't cut. Because if it had been cut, we assume it would have been cut in the middle of the writing. And here we can see that the get ended, and this word was the next word over onto the page. And we got a space underneath it. We could have put that word in if we wanted to, and we didn't. That's what he says. So he says, okay, but Dilma's man de batra megas gzai. He says, but still, maybe it's not the case. And the time and the date of the second one was cut off. So he says, no, there's a gap between them. Look at Rashi, but Dilma's man de batra megas gzai. He was going to finish the get, he didn't finish the get. And the other get on the left was a completed get. The bottom get wasn't a completed get, and that's why he hadn't written in the last line. The left get was a completed get. And when he decided to divorce her, so he needed space, so he cut off the top of the other get and just used that get. And then he said, I'll cut off that top get. In line with to make the next word be the word that from our first get. But really, before you had done that, the first get on the left, the second get, the left hand column was actually a complete get. But he decided to write the second get on the right hand side. And then he got to the end, he hadn't finished, and he said, oh, you know what? I'll just cut off the top of the second get on the left-hand side and add it in and make it look like it's a nice get. But the Adim already signed when it was the first copy, and Adim never actually ever signed on the second, on the right-hand get. Maybe Rabbi Elkhorn says, right? So he says, we considered the revach over there. Just like we spoke in the previous case, when there was a revach at the bottom, here we consider the revach at the top. So we can see he never spliced the get in the middle halfway through two sentences because there was an empty line on top of the left hand get, and therefore it's clear that it wasn't a cutting off and splicing of two gittin, but really they were two separate gittin altogether. This is v'dilma im luchei imlich v'katav. He says maybe, look at Rashi, he says maybe mitchila he decided shelolegash, he wasn't going to divorce him. And then he said, you know, I'm going to finish it off and divorce her. And now really the first get is batel. And so the first get, he started writing a while ago, and then he only wrote it on the other side, and therefore should be batel. Or you know, another possibility is, maybe he wrote that in the day, and the signatures on the other column were after a long period of time. Because you're telling me that there is a space at the bottom. Maybe that's not the space at the bottom. He wrote, and then he stopped. And then he went a few days later and decided to carry on, and the carry on the left side. He says, a nearin kenat varan, that's what it looks like. So maybe that's a problem. Because we can see that he, because what is the ikar of the gap we said? Harei at muteret, right? Harei at muteret, the kol adam. And we see at the bottom of the right column, it says harei at. And on the top of the second left column, it says muteret. So we can see that it was written in one file, shoot, because it's in the middle of a sentence, harei at muteret. Was it a deal me drum LA? So the question is, no, maybe still. Maybe he look at Rashi Hachi drum, Sheba Toch Kreg Gemar Dibur Chazarbo. Maybe you're right. He wrote Hare At. Is you not have a kind of divorce? And a few days later he came back and he wrote on the left side Muteret. We don't consider ourselves with such crazy ideas. People don't end up in the middle of a sentence cutting things off halfway through the sentence. That's answer number one. Rav Ashi says, the yadiyah bay mitachta de megilta. The yadiyah bay mitachta de megilta. Look at Rashi over here. Kuluhu kashyata bahachi mitartzan. He says, all the questions are answered in this way. Kagon, the yadiyah bay mitachta de megilta. What does he mean, Rashi? Shenikar bay mitichata klaf. So he says, mitachta de megilta. We can see the way the parchment was stretched. Because now what we're saying is now we actually identify the piece of parchment that there couldn't have been more on top and more at the bottom, on the sides, etc. This was the piece of parchment that there was. Rashi goes into the whole process of how they stretch it out, they tie it with stones and stretch the whole thing. So when you see the actual stretches of the cloth of the parchment, you recognize that it wasn't a piece, it's the whole piece. That's what he basically says over here. He said, and all these questions, Rashi says, are now answered. But it was impossible that there could have been a left get on the top, or then we never finished it, we cut it, etc., etc., etc. Shenikava mitichala klaf saviv saviv kol haget, around the whole get. Shelo ayabo klaf elazir, there wasn't any more portion other than this. Lo lemar, not above and not below. Shenikar svivot klaf, okay, it says shachor v'av. So because you can see around the klaf, it's like black and thick. Shlo nagasham tar hagalavim, when they did the whole process of cutting and shaving the whole thing of the parchment and all the heads, etc., They never got to the corners of here. Shederech osay klafin, the way they do it is shekoshim avanim sviv lemitoch, they put stones around to stretch the parchment. Umatchilin letakno besamuch, and they start going from the inside out. Okay, shein revach min amatas. We talk about a case where there's no space on the top. The lake lemifrach im luchim lich. We don't chashash that this actually places left at the top. This is the parchment, and that's basically Rav Ashi's answer. The yare mitachta the megillah. We can see there all together. This is how they stretched out the pop. Okay, next case of the Mishnah. Chatbu edim barosh adaf. So the edim starts on the top. Right, so it says right. So when we said over there that they sign, we said they sign on the top or on the side or on the whole. Let's quickly Mishnah quickly. On the top of the page, or on the side of the page, or on the back of the page, all these cases are pasul. Right? So the Mishnah says, anyway, is that a case for ha Rav Chati Minatzal and Rav? We've seen that Rav signed on the side. So the Gemara says, no, Hatam Bishagago Klapektav. There he signed not on the side like we're speaking about, but on the top of the claf with the feet of the letters facing downwards. That's what the Gemara says. So that wasn't a case. Look at Rashi over here. B'shegago shel chatima klapei k'tav haget. I'll get zechat. I'm sorry, other way around. But shegago shechatimah klapai, when the roof, the back of the letters, not the feet of the letters, or the back of the letters were facing the signature, the writing. So when the back of the letters face the writing, it means underneath. Because that's how you write. You're under, when you write at the bottom, the backs of the letters, the tops are facing upside. That's Rashi says over here. He says, vada, I'll get zechat. Definitely letters of magnetin. But shiraglei chatima, that's why I got confused. And our Mishnah talking about where the feet of the signature are facing the text. So it's very different to Rav. There we can say shemel lemalam meotah chatima ya katuv shtar valav chatmu edim. Because here we can speculate that maybe there was another document on top of this get, and that's why our signature is on the top with the legs facing down. Because it might really be relating to something which was above it, which is no longer present. We might have cut it out. So Gemara says, "Elahadik tani ekif roshol shel zev, betzad roshol shel zev." Anyway, I'm just saying, psulim. So wait a second. Didn't we say in our Mishnah as well? We had a case where we said that they were like back to back. Remember, and the signatures were signed in the middle. That they were both pasul. V'lichzahami nayu klapek tav v'lit kasher. So according to you, if you're saying over here, that's not the problem. And really, our problem is as long as we can identify which of those is underneath that signature, then why don't we find hamina, which is the ones that are in respect in relation to this, to the writing of the document, make that kosher. Which is the hatam deramilei keibra. He says, because there, what are we talking about? Look at Rashi. Deramilehu keibra. Ha'edim mutalin ben shnei agitin kebariach rashay shitot. There the edim are acting like a hinge. It means like an ibra. There the edim are like, if you've got a door and you've got a hinge, the edim are basically on the hinge of both of them. And you can't see if you hold it this way, the animal that, you hold this way, the animal that, but it doesn't work with any, with it, the animal on top or at the bottom, upside down. It says that's why it wouldn't work in a case like we're speaking about. You must say, yeah, okay, that's the case. Safer, what about safe? We said there are shoshals there, but so four shells there. It's so for kasher, right? Then, wait a second, we had a Mishnah case like this, where there's a get over here on the top written, and it's written down, and the animal are signed. And there's a get at the bottom of it, writing up, facing also down. Right? Just hold on one second. Right. So we got the top get that came from top to bottom, and then the Adim, and then a get beneath also from top to bottom. There we said that the top get where the Adim are signed would be kosher, and the bottom get wouldn't be kosher, correct? Why don't we say in a case like that, the ones which you read with the get are kosher. Now, if we're talking about Rami Kibra that we said a moment ago, that it actually acts like a hinge, they shouldn't be able to read with either of them. Make up your mind. What's that? Is our get speaking about a case where we've got the Adim signed in the middle? And now, if you hold it this way, that way, hold it this way, that way, then it can't be a case of like that and like that. It should also be possible. Here we're saying no, that there is a case in where the Adim can be signed. Right, so why isn't it kosher? El Rav Bediskiya v'chatim. So the Gemara says, no, what are we talking about over here? This isn't the case at all. When Rav signed, and we said Rav signed with the gagor, the roof of the thing facing upwards, even though it wasn't a get. It was Bediskiya v'chatim. It wasn't a get at all. We can't even bring Rav's case from a get. Rav, you're right. If it was written like Rav, so in the middle case, it would have been okay for one of them. Look at Yael Rav, ki chatim in atzad. He's lo begitim lo b'shtar. It wasn't on a get, not a shtar. Ele bediski. What? Diski k'sha mazbin anashim ledin lefanav. Like a sort of a subpoena. It was a subpoena. What do they say in the English that I translated? What?
Summons.
Okay, summons.
Yeah.
Right, it's not a get at all. We can't use anything for rabbits. Okay, what cares? Amar b'yirmiya. Now the Gemara says, get shech katvu b'ivrit. Remember that, v'chudu b'katav sofer v'ed kasher. So we said, let's look at the Mishnah on these things. We said, get shech katvu ivrit v'edav, and the Adim are in Greek, in other words, the other way around. Or Yevanit and Adim are in Hebrew, the other way around. Eid echad ivri v'ed echad yevani. One of them is Greek, one of them is Greek, one of them is Israeli. All in Hebrew, right? Kasher. And we said, Katav Sofer Va'ed. If the Sofer wrote it and there was an aid sign, it's kosher. Ishbrani Ad Kesher, Ishbrani Ad Kesher. Okay, now the Gemara said like this. So, Samar B'Yermia, you said there, Katav Sofer Va'ed Kesher. Samar B'Yermia, we learned, he says, Chatam Sofer Shaninu. How does that one? He says, we didn't learn about Katav Sofer. We learned if it said Chatam Sofer, that the Sofer signed. Remember, that was our case the other day. And Rashi goes into a lot of details over here. Im Eidechad, he signed the effort with one Eidechad. Shani, what did we learn? He says, there we written our Mishnah. That's when it's kosher. Why? That there were two Eidim, and our Mishnah spoke about it. We weren't concerned there that the husband told two Eidim to sign, and they just felt bad for the Sofer and said he could also sign as well. But actually, the idea was that the Sofer was told from the outset to be one of the Eidim and to sign as well. But not that the writing of the Sofer and Eid was the signing of the Sofer. So, Rabbi Chisda, Hamid, that's Rabbi Yosihi. Says, you're right, that is Rabbi Yosihi, the Amar, Midi Lomim Shin Shaliach. That there we weren't concerned because you can't hand this sort of instructions, you can't give to a Shaliach. So, therefore, it must have been that the Sofer himself was told as well. But I suppose maybe here, other Tanai might disagree with Rabbi Yosihi. But the Gemara brings a Masi, a Huketobet Chatanim. There was a ketuvat chatanim. Now this ketuvat chatanim, it was brought to Rabbi Abahu. They recognized the tofes. They recognized the tofes. Rashi says they recognized the handwriting of the sofer. So here we got a case of like we spoke about. There was the handwriting of the sofer. It wasn't signed on it. The sofer was. We recognized his handwriting. And we recognize the signature of one aid, or the chatimat yad dechad tzare. We never recognize the signature of the second aid, second witness. And savalech shiru. And now, the question was, could we machshir it and say it's kosher? Why? Because we seem to say, but yeah, ktav yad of the sofer plus the signature of one aid. Mishnah says it seems to be a kosher get. Right? So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, he says you can't make it kosher. Why? Because chatam sofer shaninu. The signature is not enough. What we mean when we say ktav sofer, we mean the signature of the sofer. If the sofer is signed as well, then it's kosher. But just recognizing the handwriting of the sofer isn't aided on its own. We need two aided to recognize chatam sofer, not a problem, and then the second guy would be able to work with us. Now we saw in the Mishnah as well, we said ktav chanichato v'chanichata. We said like a nickname, right? I saw a note somewhere today that we're actually talking not a nickname, but more a surname, like a family name. How did that translate in English, by the way? Give me an English there. Surname? Yeah, I saw another. Okay, in the Mishir, yes, I said a nickname. But because it said Shem Levi. So I thought Shem Levi was a nickname.
The note does refer to nickname as well.
Oh, does it? Okay, because Rashi said Shem Levi. But then I saw a note today somewhere where it said Shem Mishpacha. Okay. So here we got a case over here. It's a terrible name. We've got to write the Chanichat Avot Begitin at Eset Dorot. If there's a name like that which is recognized, you can use it on a get for up to 10 generations. And people know about it for 10 generations, the name that it's got validity. Look at Rashi over here. At Eset Dorot. Avia Chanichash im katva beget lo mifsin lemahave keshina shmo v'shma. We don't think if a person writes that name, we don't think that they change their name all of a sudden. For up to 10 generations, you can use it. That's probably why it's a surname. I said, but maybe that's the idea of a surname. It's because a surname sticks. You know, if your name is, I don't know, Chaim Ben Yanko, and you suddenly write Chaim Platsky, so it's okay. I don't know. I don't think any of our surnames really are so old. They aren't 10 generations old, no question about it. I don't think that any of us have got surnames that are 10 generations old. I don't think so. A lot of people like immigrant from Europe and they arrived in South Africa or in America or England and they arrived immigration and they said, what's your name? And they said, my grandmother was Jacobson. Why? Because the grandfather was Jacob. Not that there are any Jacobsons in the world. They were the son of Jacob, the children son of Jacob. They became Jacobson. That's what it was. They were some other name. They had another name. Razan says her grandfather's name was Grakovsky and he came to South Africa and they called him Israel and he became Israel. You know, so I don't think it's a big mishmash. But anyhow, Gemara says he had 10 generations. Rabbi Shumi Lazar Omer, Gimel Dorot, Kasher. Rabbi Lazar says, no, 3 generations. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure if it's Lechumra or Lekula. When he says 3 generations, does he say only 3 generations or already even if it's 3 generations? Maybe you can find a note over there. I'm not sure. Tosfot Rit says that for 3 generations you can use it. For more than 3 generations it becomes pasu. The Gemara says it. Gimel Dorot Kasher Mikan Ve'elach Pasu. And the Tosfot Rit says Perush Tanakam Savar Afi Shoto Oto Hagadol sheyitayaches elav hu rachok v'menu asarat dorot kasher. Tanakama here says that even if you're referring to your great-great-great-great-grandfather 10 generations back, it's still kosher. And Rabbi Shmuel Elazar says no. Ad shoshad dorot kasher b'kam v'edach havelei shina shomo v'shma u'pasul. Interesting. So he says that those people are familiar with the recognition of who you are up to 3 generations, says that will be the machlok. Tanakama says even 10 generations. And Rabbi Shmuel Elazar says only 3 generations. Okay. So now the verse says, Kaman. Who's it going like? That's the, in other words, who's it going like in 3 generations? It says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Amar Avuna. Right? So the verse says, okay. So it's okay, Shimon ben Elazar. So the verse says, Amar Avuna, my cry. What's his milk? Where do you get a pasuk for? How does he know 3 generations? It says, Kitolid banim uvnei banim. So the pasuk, Kitolid banim uvnei banim. Look at Rashi. Kitolid banim. It says, when you have children, banim hainu dor is a generation. Uvenei banim, and your grandchildren. So it's you and your children and your grandchildren. 3 generations. Kitolid banim uvenei banim. Now that is an opening now for the Gemara to once again get completely sidetracked into Agaritas, which got nothing to do with getting whatsoever in the world. Once we're on that pasuk of Kitolid banim uvenei banim, the Gemara says like this. So what's the real part? The whole part is like this. Right? You have to have no shantem baritz. V'hishchatem, and you'll go bad. V'asitem pesel. To that call, you'll start making avodah zora. V'asitem ara b'nei Hashem, and you'll do bad in Hashem's eyes. Elohecha l'hachis, or to anger him. Right, that's what that pasuk's about. I'm going to show you in Levi. Lor chavayt Yisrael ad she'avdu ba shiva bataydinim avodah zora. So he says, I'm going to show you, I'm really going into trouble. When 7, it says over here, 7 batei dinim, Rashi says over here, mishpachot shel melachim, mamlachei Yisrael, kings of Israel. Vehenach de malchei Yehuda lo chashiv, not including the generation of malchei Yehuda, shiv bimehem shel elu, vahave kebeitin echad, hamelech v'no, ben m'no, v'kol melachim shekal mizaro acharav, kari echad beitin, and they said, they're like dynasties. Shalom ben Yavesh, v'zachari lo kachashiv, not included in the fish, shalom machu shana, they never saw it a whole year. וכן זימרי, אבל עומרי אביו של אחיו, שהם בית נו של אחיו, נקרא, וסתי קול בבית נו של אחיו, ומפני שאחיו הרשיע לעשות יותר, נקרא הקלקול השמוע, he was the worst of the lot, so the dynasty is called after him, בימי הושע בן אלה, גלו אשר תשלה, the 10 tribes were exiled, and in Russia, the second very wide lands, ומהי שעת קרי לה חורבן, that bone is called חורבן, דהיינו אומללה יולדת השיבה, the umlala yoledet, this miserable woman gave birth to the 7 shalda shemesh pachot la'avodah zara. And now, where did the 7 come from? How did tiktolid banim v'nei banim become 7? So there isn't a Rashi on that, but I did see, I'm not sure if it was Tosfot read or where I saw it, but kitolid banim uvenei banim, so kitolid is one generation, then banim is plural 2, uvenei is 2, and banim is 2. So you've got titolid, banim, uvenei, banim, 6, and tolid is 1. So you've got 7 generations. That's how it learns it. That's a different interpretation of the pasuk altogether. And the 7 generations causes the churban. Right, so I'm going to show in Levi, lo chavai Yisrael ad shavdu ba shiva batei dinim avodah zarah. And who are they? Elu had the 7 ones, Yeravam ben Navat, Ubasha ben Achia, Vachav ben Omri, Vayehu ben Namshi, Pikeach ben Ramliyahu, Umenachem ben Gadi, Vehoshea ben Eile, Shenehemar, quotes the pasuk, Umlala yored Hashiva, Napcha Nafsha. So he had this miserable woman gave birth to the 7, Napcha Nafsha. She was miserable. Ba'a Shimsha, the sun set, Bo'od Yomam Ashiva, while they were still young, in other words, Bosha Vechafera. Okay, basically, everything you could think went wrong. So Amar Rabbi Ami Makra, where do we know this from? The 7. So it says over here, Rashi says over here, Amar Rabbi Ami. Was that Rabbi Ashram? I know I mocked that. Amar Rabbi Ami, Makra, he says, Kitolid banim uvenei banim. That's the pasuk. Kitolid banim uvenei banim. There's no Rashi on that, eh? She says, Amar Rav Kahane Rashi de Rav, Ketiv bei Boshe ben Allah, Vayasara ben Hashem. She says, Verak lo kemachei Yisrael. But not like, look at the whole pasuk here. The whole pasuk says, "Vayasra b'nei Hashem rak lo k'malchei Yisrael asher ulfa." They weren't as bad as the malachei Yisrael before them. Uchtiv alav ala shlam nasar. Right, look at the next pasuk. It says, "Alav ala shlam nesar melech Ashur." He was the king from Melech Ashur came. Vayhi lo Hoshea Eved, vayashev lo mincha. He brought him a sort of a korban. Baliotan pardesi. So what was going on? Because they were. So Rashi adds in over here. He says, "Alav alu bipnei shelo hirshia keshar melachim ba puranut biyamav bitmiyah." And because they weren't so bad as the previous kings, that's why they got the korban. I don't understand what's going on over here. So he says, "I'm going to look at it." So he says, "Amalaihu." Says now, this is what Hashem. Otan pardasiot shehoshiv Yeravam ala drachim deshlo yalu yishal regil. Yeravam was a bad guy. He put gods there, pardasiot, like gods, to stop people going into Yerushalayim to go up to Aliyah LeRegel. Ba Hoshea came was a good guy, right? Ubitlan, and he took the gods away. V'afapichen lo alu yishal regil. And in spite of the fact that these gods had been removed and they could now easily just go to regel, they didn't go to regel. Makadosh Baruch Hu, God said, Otan shanim shlo alu yishal regel, yalchu b'shevi. Those years that you didn't go and you could have gone, you're going to exile. You're going to Shevi. Rashi hoil she'en mochem b'adam. You didn't object to any of that. V'hen lo alu, they didn't go up. Yigalu v'yalchu b'shevi. So that's the story there of what eventually happened at that time. Whoever it was says, Darash Ramar explained as follows. My dich, there was a pasuk mean when it says, Vayishkod Hashem al ra'ah. Vayishkod avia means that he like looked over, right? Like he watched over. But Rashi says, Vayishkod vayemaher. He did it quickly. Kamo ki shoked ani al dvari, metagbinan mochiana. Okay, like he objected, but he was angry. Then in a very quick way. He says, what does it mean, Abiyah? Ramar explained, what does it mean? Ma dichtiva yishkor Hashem al-ra'a vayaviya aleinu ki tzadik Hashem Eloheinu. He did this good for, vayaviya aleinu, because he was a tzadik. What was the tzadkut of going into galut? So mishum the tzadik Hashem Elokeinu, because Hashem is a tzadik for us. Yishkor Hashem al-ra'a vayaviya aleinu. He looked at the bed and he brought us to it quickly. And the tzedakah asak Hashem Baruch Hu in Israel. He did us justice. Sheglah galut Hidkiyahu. Hidkiyahu went into exile. Va'adayin galut Yechoniah kayemet. Yechoniah was the first galut. He's still around. It looks like the Talmidei Chachamim came with Yechoniah. Dichtiv by galut Yechoniah says, the Pasuk of Yeh says, Ve'kol anshei achayil, shivat and the seven of them, Va'acheresh va'amazger. Right? So what do you mean Acheresh va'amazger were elef? He says, Charash, probably is Charash. Right, Shebesha Shepotchin, Rashi says over here, look over here, Galut Hidkiyahu, Charvot Yerushalayim Shegalu Kulam, Yehu Yehoyachin, Kadmala Galut Hidkiyahu, 11 before Hidkiyahu into the Galut, Vezu Yitztaka, this is the Tztaka, Shemiher Ve'echriv Beitoi, Hashem hurried up and destroyed the whole place, Ve'laglot Dorosh Yitzhidkiyahu LeBavel, to get Hidkiyahu's door into Babel, Ba'od Shechachmei Galut Yechonia Kamim, Galut Yechonia are still there, still alive. Shilamdu Torah le'elu ha'golim acharim, to teach Torah to those who came after them. Lefi Sherov Chachmei Torah Galum Yechonia. Most of the Talmidei Chachamim went with Yechonia. Dichtiv Bayu Acharash v'Amazger Elef. Okay, so that's basically what he's saying over here. Charash, he says, what do you mean Charash? Shebesha Shepotchin Nasu Akol Kecharshin. Basically, the Charash over here, the smiths, became the same letters as a deaf person. They became Nacharshin, Mazger, Kevan Shesogrin, they called Shuv, and Potchin, and answered, Bo, Vekama Elef Ula Mar, Shekdim, Shtai Shanim, and the first, he says there, because they didn't learn, they didn't understood, and therefore they closed their mouths, and these guys opened them, they could teach them Torah, etc., and nobody asked questions. Another answer, Ula says, a different reason is, what was the idea of, with the tzedakah that Hashem did for bringing us to Babel quickly, is Shekdim, Shtai Shanim, Le, the pasuk over there says, the Noshantem, right? And the Noshantem, says Rashi over here, that Noshantem is a gematria of 852. And if we'd waited the whole 852 years, Im Shau ad Noshantem, Aya mitkayem ben ki avad tovedun, avod tovedun. Like that's the pasuk says, Noshantem b'ar shishach v'itzim pes tashem, v'itzim rabbi ne'anecha. And then the next pasuk says there were ve tovedun. It says Baher. We'll see the next pasuk says Baher as well. So by saving us that extra 2 years, did it quickly, didn't actually bring us to 852. We weren't completely wiped out. That was what he said. And the Gemara ends up by saying, Amar of Achabar Yaakov Shma Mina Mehera the Mari Alma fast in Hashem's mind is Tamne Meh V'Cham Shivatay. It's 852 years. That means fast by Hashem's. Hashem says fast because the pasuk there says in the next pasuk we saw pasuk Kafhei Kavav over there. says ki avei tovei dun maher. Rashi quoted over here. The next pasuk would be maher. Okay, new Mishnah. But in get mu says, we discussed it many times. A get mu says a get which you force someone to give. Okay, there's the couple of Rashi's over here. I'm not sure where they all come from. Okay, they all come from actually from the Pesuk. I'm not sure where they come from. But there's the Rashi over here. It says over here, get Moshe shekofinuto la baloti. You force the guy to give a get. So now the question you give us to Yisrael. The Yisrael forces you to kosher get. Right? He forces you, because the guy says Rotziani. But if a goy forces you, we say it's pasul. It's actually quite amazing why, we'll see in a moment. If a goy forces you, it's pasul. And in the case of goyim, right? But if goyim forced you, they're the ones that are doing the punching and the beating up. If you don't do it to your hands, you get a goy to do the dirty work for you. And they say, do what the Jew tells you, what the Beitin tells you. So the Mishnah there, you see it says, v'kasher in brackets, the Mishra Shah says, the Rashal mochekze. But it seems like that would be okay. Choftim otom omim lo aseh ma shel omim lecha. We'll see that in a moment. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, get amuseh b'Yishael kadin. If a get that was given, forced, b'Yishael kadin. In other words, it was min haTorah. It was supposed to be, you weren't supposed to live with a person. Look at Rashi there, the very second line of Rashi. Stop. Kedin kagon henach tamrina behu. Like the examples of Yotzivi teng ktuba. Certain cases where a person is meant to give his divorcing wife and give her a ktuba. Or shata ashal or case like what he says to Adah Kohen who marries a grusha. She's not meant to live with her. So in a case like that, kasher. It's a fully kosher get, no problem. Can force them. Shelo kedin, if it's not kedin, right, if it's not one of these examples, then it's not only pasul, the get's pasul on the one hand. Look at the Rashi's pasul about Yerani, he says she can't get married with this get, but uposel minakuna mishum reacha get. So it's the worst of both worlds. She can't get married, divorced. She can't be married with it. She's probably divorced, but it's as if there's a reach, she can't marry. She's now pasul to kohanim. If the husband would die in the meantime, she'd be suited to a kohen because it would be as if she was a get. There's reacha get over here. Uvovdei kochavim, and if it's goyim, so kedin pasul uposel. If the goyim do it kedin. Right? If the goyim do it, kedin, in other words, it's pasul and posel, says Rav Nachman, like a pasul get. It's like a pasul get of a Jew, if it's shelo kedin of a Jew, we said pasul the posel. If it's kedin of a goy, it's pasul the posel. Shelo kedin, if a goy did it without any justification, I feel reacha get able, it isn't even got a reacha get. In other words, it doesn't make a grusha whatsoever. So the Gemara says, ma nafshach, what's the difference? I don't understand why he makes the big distinctions. If they're able to enforce, to push force, say it kishure nami ditakshir, make it a kosher get. And he love b'nei isuininu, they aren't entitled to use force, they're passive force, then mifsal, lo mifsal, then it should be nothing, make up your mind. In other words, a goy get chesad. Is a goy, like a Jew, can do isuik and can give a creator get Moshe, and if yes, then a get, if it's kedin, should be part kosher, and if it's lo kedin, should be pasul. Why does a goy, automatically even kedin, becomes pasul or posel, and lo kedin is nothing, where a Jew, kedin is a pretty good get, and lo kedin is posel and pasul and posel. That's what Gemara says. I'm Rav Meshashe, Devar Torah, get Moshe, with that kochavim kasher. Rav Meshashe says, you know what, you're right. In our Torah, even a get from Moshe, from a goy, is a kosher get. See, the Gemara is going to chuck this out in a moment. So why do the Chachamim say that it's pasul? Listen to this. Shelo teh kol achat v'achat holechet v'tola atzma b'ovdei kochavim u'mafkat atzma miyad bala. A woman wants to get divorced. Hasn't won divorce her. She'll go hook up with a goy and get the goy to go beat her husband up to give her a get. So therefore, Chachamim said, We're not going to allow get of a goy. So I understand. Yachi shelokedin afilu reacha get ainbo. So I understand. How come we said if it's lokedin, isn't even a reacha get? When you have a shelokedin kishel umafsil name lifsil. If you want to go there, then go all the way and say kedin is pasul the posel. Shelokedin, right? Should be like kishel as well and say pasul the posel. See, the hard Rav Misharshia says, no, the Gemara says, you're right. This comment here of Rav Misharshia, who said that Davar Torah, get Musa, Davim Kasher, Badutehi. I don't explain in English, Badutta. We saw Badutta a couple of times means it's like on the outside. It's not really, it was never said in the Bad Midrash or something like that. It's inaccurate. It's not Shayach. What's the actual translation in English of Badutta? Can you hear?
Fiction.
Okay. From like Badai, from like jokes. But we learned it, and once the word was Badutta actually meant like it's from outside. We saw in Psachim, the Gemara in Psachim, it refers to. There's a Tosfot over here, which is as well in Baba Batra. And Michael Mefush, am I mighty Hashas Hatam coming to Badutti? Why don't we say, okay. So now, if it's Badutta, so what's the real reason then? Why don't we let the Goyim do my time? What time am I? Kedin. He says, well, the reason is because Kedin, Bikedin the Yisrael Michlaf. So that's why we more machmir on a goy of a mu'seh get by a goy if it's done kedin. In other words, if there's proper justification, because the Gemara says, din bedin, you can michlaf. When a goyish get and a Jewish get bedin, we could get confused. We say, it's just like a get of a Jew, bedin is kosher. So maybe a get of a goy, bedin is a kosher. And then we said, no, in order to make it a distinction so obvious, not isn't it kosher, but it's pasul and posel. Where that's what the Gemara says. Kedin b'chedin yishal michlaf. Shelo kedin b'chedin yishal lo michlaf. But shelo kedin, when it's done completely off the charts, there's no justification for this get, that we can't mix up with the kedin of Yisrael. So we'll never come to rely on it. So therefore, we don't have to worry about saying that it's pasul or posel, which hasn't even got a reacha get. We're not going to go machmir away, because no one's going to get confused between the two whatsoever. Abaya goes to Abaya Shkader. This is an amazing story. This Abaya Ashkechader of Yosef, the Yativu Kemaasi Agita. It was somebody forced someone to get a get. You're telling us this happened. Rashi Abaya came across. Look at this. And Rashi Kemaasi Agita Kofe Ish Lo Tziet Ish Lo Bedin. He was trying to force a guy to give his wife a get. So Amarta Abaya said to Yosef, I don't understand. But Anan had your thought. Anan, but we had your thought. We not Rashi said your thought. Shein Mumchin Ela Smuchin. Right, had you taught Anan, Shain Mumchin, Elosmuchin, the Mikru, Elokim Dayanin, the Ain Smicha Bahu, can we find Shabbat comes in? And he says, really, we haven't got proper smicha. We just got like an imitation type of smicha, okay? We're not really smuchin. We aren't mumchin, and any mumchin can do that. In Echishala can do it, not in Bavel. Vetanya Yarvi Tafromer, Koma Komstamotse Agoriot, Shlodech, every time you find gatherings of Avdechim, Abisha Dinehem, Kedina Yishrael, their dinim are the same as ours. Yet Hashem is okay, but then you can't rely on them. Shnei Mar, ve'elam mishpatim, hashtasim lifnehem. The pasuk that says, "Elam mishpatim," that's in pasuk mishpatim, lifnehem, lo lifnei avdei kochavim. Even though they come to their conclusions, that we can't rely on them because it has to be in front of the of Amishav. Davar Acher, this is what interests us. Another explanation of elam mishpatim, lifnehem, ve'lo lifnei had your thought. Lifnehem mumchim, we had your thought. So how can you, Rabbi Tarfon, go in and act like you're a mumchim? Rabbi said to Rabbi Yosef. So Amar Rabbi Yosef says to him, Anan shlichutayu ka'avdinan. You're right. We aren't the actual mumchim, but we act on their behalf. We're their representatives. Look at Rashi shlich debrecha. We're the shlichum ka'avdinan. Hey, Nachdunan, should they allow us to do it? Minid havea hodaot va'avaot. Because it's got to do with hoda'ot, declarations and loans, etc. And we're being empowered by them. Says, I understand. Iyachi, gzeilot v'chavelot nami. So then gzeilot becomes din v'chavelot nami. He says, ki avdina shlichutayu. Bilmil says, no, not gzeilot v'chavelot. And we don't do why. So Rabbi Yosef, because we limit ourselves. Ki avdina shlichutayu. Bilmil the shlichutayu. Things which are common, which we experienced enough, and they're common things. Bilmil lo shlichutayu, lo avdina shlichutayu. And Rashi says, v'ya, milta de shlichutayu, halva'a v'chein get. Gep was a common thing, and therefore Rabbi Yosef says, you're right, we're not mumchim, we only had your thought. But nonetheless, we've been empowered by B'nai Et Yisrael, the Tamil Yisrael, who are proper smuchim and mumchim, to do things and in certain correct things. And we can just quickly finish this Mishnah, yeah? Matiti. A new Mishnah, a completely different subject. Yatzash ma'abir mekudesh, if the rumors are in town, a voice goes out, and that woman is married, Rashi's pluyash, yatzah le'ako, ploni mekasher, yom ploni, we'll see, and there are things to justify it that she was considered, she was a maiden, now she's telling me rumors are that she got married today. She's considered like a married mukudesh. The Lord now say lachem when she comes out that gets it, Rashi. If the rumors are that she's mukta, she got divorced, she's mukreshet. However, ubiyovat shlo yesh shame am tala. As long as there's no other circumstances to prevent us from thinking such a case. I'm going to say, what does it mean, Amtala? The Mishnah says, Giresh Ishploni et Ishto al Tnai. If whether it was a condition or marriage, she's going to marry her, Sveikrova, she threw the money, not sure where it landed, Zuhi Amtala. These are all circumstantial questions. We wouldn't rely on them. But if it was just straightforward, we would rely on it. Okay, I think that's a good place to stop. Let's end it on here.